Imagine a future where rolling pastures are free of fences, livestock roam freely within invisible boundaries, and farmers manage their stock with the touch of a button. Welcome to the latest episode of the MSF Farm Talk podcast, where MSF's Nick Paltridge and Rick Llewellyn from CSIRO discuss the revolutionary concept of fence-free farming. In this episode, Rick updates us on the exciting developments in virtual fencing technology. Imagine managing your livestock without the physical barriers of traditional fences. Rick shares insights from recent trials, including successful sheep management at Lamoureux and the broader implications for cattle farming. And while virtual fencing is already making waves in cattle farming, it remains a tantalising wish list item for sheep. We'll explore the potential future where sheep too can roam freely within virtual boundaries, enhancing ground cover management, boosting feed efficiency, and bringing significant environmental benefits like protecting riparian zones. Rick highlights the ongoing research and the exciting possibilities that lie ahead. Take a listen.
Welcome to another MSF podcast. We've just had a very successful big day out here at Wentworth, and I'm with one of the principal speakers today, Rick Llewellyn from CSIRO. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Nick.
Thanks for your presentation on virtual fencing. Rick, for our listeners, could you update us on the CSIRO work on virtual fencing that's been going on for the past few years?
Yeah, I can. And as always here, there was a lot of grower interest, wasn't there, in, you know, potential applications down the track for environments like this where you're trying to manage ground cover on paddocks with a lot of soil variability and risk of erosion, as well as improving feed efficiency. So we hear a lot of that. So the update, I mean, our most recent trial was one at Lamoureux using sheep and a successful control of sheep, but using very prototype early stage devices, just testing the principle that can you manage sheep just like you're seeing in some of the cattle trials around Australia. And the answer is yes. So that's performing well. And then in this case, it was delivery to a collar because we were dealing with shedding sheep, non-wool sheep. And this is using devices that weren't really customised for sheep. So there's still a lot of improvement that's possible.
Yeah. So that was great to see that the devices work on sheep. But is it correct to say that the best use case for the devices at this stage is on cattle?
Oh, absolutely. So if you saw the images of the devices that were constructed by the CSIRO team for the use on sheep, and there's other good work going on by Sardi at the moment as well on sheep using other devices, but once again, just adapting cattle devices for trial purposes. It's a long way from commercial size and scale and practicality with sheep. There's a lot of work to do. But importantly, in the background of all this, what you're seeing is the commercial development with cattle, which is really important. The sort of safe, ethical use for cattle, and you're seeing it in New Zealand with, you know, big number of farms and animals using it in a commercial setting now. And that's the big stepping stone we've got to the future use here with cattle and hopefully into the future with sheep.
Yeah, you were saying there's 8,000 farmers, was it, that are using it at the moment?
I think it's around the Holter company, the Holter device. I think it's around 1,000 farmers that they're citing, and a lot of animals that each of those farmers is using. So it's a big number of animals. And you're seeing other companies as well with sort of getting close to commercial release, including Gallagher with their eShepherd device, which sort of stemmed from some initial CSIRO work here in Australia a long time ago now.
Yeah, so obviously that's 8,000 farmers that have made the judgment that they can make enough money to pay for the annual cost of the device.
Well, I think, like I said, it's probably only 1,000 that they're citing. And in that case, with Holter, it's initially aimed at dairy farming, very intensive, high-value animals. So you have to keep that in mind. It's a big step from that to dealing with sheep in a low rainfall mixed farming environment. So we're trying not to say it's just around the corner. There's a lot of work would need to be done to make that possible. But importantly, you're seeing this big progress being made with a number of companies with cattle devices. And you'll start to see that in sort of rangeland grazing as well as on in beef, as not just dairy cattle.
Yeah, you were explaining that there's a feed utilisation use case for it, but also that there could be environmental benefits to flow from the deployment of this kind of device.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, you're able to, the cost of fencing, riparian zones, keeping animals out of waterways in places like New Zealand, dairy farms, but also in our environment here, obviously, you're dealing with potential erosion. And one of our early trials with cattle in South Australia supported by MSF and others, was looking at cattle and can you just keep them away from an area of the paddock where you might have trees regrowing and things like that. So that'll be a big selling point for this technology because fencing is so expensive now.
Yeah, and obviously in this part of the world, sheep outnumber cattle quite considerably. So we're all looking for the technological developments that may allow it to work in sheep. Can you comment on what needs to happen for it to be viable in sheep?
Well, what you're seeing is very early stage trialing of delivery through an ear-based device, which is very difficult because you need to get it very small and light. It's a long way to get to that level of delivery. But with increasing use of shedding sheep, non-wool sheep, you're seeing interest in collar delivery and just how feasible that might be. In short, very short preliminary trials, you can see that sheep will learn that way to deal with virtual fencing and be controlled. The question now is, can we get the tech in the right form and potentially in terms of commercial use cheap enough, which of course is the big question when you're dealing with thousands of sheep.
Yeah, well, your talk certainly stimulated a lot of discussion and interest today. Thank you for the update and we look forward to seeing where this technology heads in future.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you as part of the Developing Robust Ground Cover to Enable Resilience in Low Rainfall Mixed Farms project through funding from the Australian Government's Future Drought Fund. Thanks for joining us. If you want to hear more, like and subscribe to the MSF Farm Talk podcast. Catch you later.